sent a request, if everybody could, especially when we're doing joys and concerns, if everyone could come up to the stage and speak into the microphone so that they can hear us. All right. So first up is April 6th, this Saturday. We have a few notes from Sabine. Choir arrival time between 3:00 and 3:45. And for those who are coming from Winchester, as soon as you can get back. Moha's warm-up time and sound check starts at 4:00 on Saturday.
Crystal, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you repeat that? The arrival time is a window?
That's what Sabine said in her announcement. If the choir can get here sometime between 3 and 3:45, because our sound check for this choir is at 4:00 sharp.
So it's a window, because there are some of you that will be very on time, and those that are coming from the service. So there's a try as hard as you can to get here in that window, but there's grace.
I'm going to come here at 3 and sit around.
If you got here at 3:00, you sit here and
sit and fiddle your thumbs.
With that one, the Gen Out chaperones will be here at 2:15
the last concert
to set up the music room for their rehearsal. We need a volunteer for the survey table. The survey is for Arts Fairfax.
Yes.
And so we do this survey once a year at our community.
We do it at as many concerts as possible, and it's to gather demographics about our audience so that we can speak to who comes to our performances.
So I think Jim said he will bring the pencils for us.
I'm bringing the survey.
And you'll bring the surveys. All right.
Major challenge.
Will there be someone to greet the Gen Out people at the 2:00?
Well, I know that Sabine is going to be here at 2:30, and I'll probably be here with her by 2:30. So I'm not sure.
I hope someone could just to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
3:45 for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jim. Thank you.
All right.
That's what I take.
The question was, will somebody
come
3:00
and sit around for an hour?
I'll leave the house about 2:15. I'll get here plenty of time.
Hey, Jim is offering to do that.
Thank you.
And so we still need a volunteer a non-singer volunteer to sing, to sit at the volunteer table, the survey table, sorry, and answer questions. So you know, people who purchase tickets, I think it's people who purchase tickets. It wasn't clear to me, but and Karen, you can chime in if I'm wrong. It's people who purchase tickets to the April 6th concert can buy a discount ticket for the June concert. Is that right, Kim? $5 off. So the reason why I'm questioning, I just want to make sure, it's not people who just are here in the building, like the concert participants.
Well, it's going to be hard to know.
Because they've gotten the tickets.
No, I mean the singers.
How does one actually execute on getting the $5 discount? Do they have to show a ticket stub?
Yeah.
Which would be weird, because 2024. How do they do that?
There's going to be a QR code at the table for them to scan it, and there will
anyone here in the building.
So it's not anybody.
We ought all get at least a $5 discount.
Right. That's what I was saying.
That's right.
So anybody who comes
and they have a very short window of time.
Right.
8 days.
From April 6th to April 14th, you can get that $5 discount if you're here in the building on April 6th.
So if someone could give me that for the script, I could include that.
Yeah.
Okay. Please send me.
Oh, good. All right. Let's see what else we have here. That's it for April 6th. Are there June concert updates? I wasn't sure. I saw lots of emails flying, but is there anything that we need to announce tonight or remind people about tonight?
sell tickets.
Sell tickets, yeah, I, you know, we're still at the same level that I said last year.
There is a countdown clock on the website. On the countdown clock on the website, you will see how many days until the concert.
How many tickets have been sold?
41. It's really 39 plus two comp tickets, so 41 tickets.
Are you talking for the June concert or for the June concert?
Yeah, we're on to the June concert. Sell tickets. All right, Laura, you have.
It's Saturday for June in the audience. 50 or 60.
I sell more tickets. I gave everybody a discount.
For those who are planning to go to the June Mass Memorial Service, we have around 8 people so far who've said they'd like to go, which is great. We're going to be leaving, not arriving, but leaving UUCF at 9:30. Where we'll have carpools. If you want to come, let me know, please. But we will be leaving at 9:30 to get to Winchester on time. I just got the outline of the service itself, so I'll be sending it to everyone who's let me know about it. David, are you going to want to carpool on Saturday to Winchester?
I have to drive.
You have to drive. Okay. Then you won't be coming.
I'll come.
I mean, but on your own. You're not going
to go. I have to.
Okay, so David, so it'll be the rest of us will be meeting at UUCF and leaving at 9:30. Thank you. Crystal also mentioned volunteers for April 6th. We need a volunteer who can purchase carnations for us. We want to give each of the guest choirs one carnation for each of their singers and their directors, something that would be our little gift to them. But some of us will be in Winchester and can't pick them up and bring them here. So we need someone else who would volunteer. We'll tell you how many carnations to get and to bring them when you come at your normal 3:30 time or whatever. So if you could let us know, and then the board will reimburse you or however we want to do it. But we need someone to do the carnations, pick up the carnations and deliver them here. The third thing is that Gen Out's having their Youth Invasion concert April 28th. And it'd be great if some of us could attend. I've been before, some of us have been, and it's wonderful. And this year they're collaborating with the chorus of Jackson Reed High School. I'm not sure where that is, but one of the songs that they're singing is The Storm Is Passing Over, which will be really interesting to hear their version of how they do it. So anyway, their concert is April 28th. I'll share that information with Sabina, and it'll be out in the choir notes. And then the fourth thing, I'm going to be nagging you because that's what I do. Just a reminder about I Can Do, May 4th. We have some people signed up already. Thank you so much. But I'm going to start pushing for that soon so we can do that. And we already have 2 alums who have signed up on the alum website to attend to sing with us. I sent out a separate, thanks to Sabina, a separate newsletter just to alums to let them know about the website. And well, we remind them it'll also be in the monthly newsletter, and another newsletter will go out just for alums, and also let them know about June's Memorial, and also to gave them an update on Dick Van Dusen, because Sharon did say, I asked her if she would like to hear from alumni, and she said they would love to hear from alums. So I'm sure that alums are now flooding them with additional cards and everything. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to give a thank you to our Community Building Committee. And they are Teresa, Lauren, Karen Plan, Heijin. Our Community Building Committee is now our nominating committee. Serve on the board. And so please talk to any one of these altos. They're all altos. No, it's not a problem. We've got amazing altos.
So, you do not have to be an alto to serve on the board.
So, a big earthquake off of Taiwan.
Updates from your
7.4.
team. Okay. Sally, any updates about grants or anything?
What time?
Everyone here?
Just
breaking news.
So the Arts Fairfax grant goes in Friday.
Ago.
Okay.
Oh, so how many of us?
Thank you for doing that.
There will be a
joys and concerns. Let's start with our friends on Zoom. Any joys and concern, or concerns, or and concerns? Okay. All right. Any joys and concerns in the room, Sue?
I'll come all the way up here. Some of you know Judy Harrison, who, if there is one person responsible for Mosaic Harmony, it's Judy Harrison, who had the idea of bringing together people through gospel music. Judy's partner of the last 5-6 years, Jerry, died on Saturday. I had not even mentioned the 30-year reunion because I knew he was not well. And also her dog is ailing, so it's a rough time. It's a rough time. He had been having some issues for a while, but he went into hospice one day, and when he decided, and next morning he was gone. So keep Judy in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you. Yeah, it was, some of us met him at the 25th yeah. reunion. Nice, nice man.
Yeah. I have joy, if I may.
We need a
I have two, well, one joy and one kind of weird. I had the privilege of going and visiting Dick and Sharon.
Oh.
And it was, Dick is amazing. He's just amazing. He is really, we're all very, very encouraged and excited at the progress that he's making. The message that Laura, I think, shared already gave a really, really good update. He's got the feeding tube so he can get more nutrients. He's got a long road to hoe. And but I said, you have till, you know, June 23rd to be back. So do what you gotta do as long as you're back in the base section. So we got to laugh and talk, and they're keeping me up today on everything, whatever they need, but I just need you all to know how wonderful he's doing. And Sharon and he wanted me to emphasize to you how important the message of connected is, and that they really, really literally believe that, and that that song and us singing it means a lot to them as they're doing the journey. So, they were quoting the lyric, the tenor lyric, you know, subatomically, you know.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So she asked me to remind you all to really absorb the message of connected, because it really is true. Okay, so that's Dick and Sharon. My weird one is,
the ducks.
For the first time, well, my ducks are doing great.
That's all weird.
I would have brought the two babies with me tonight, but I have them in a nice new pen. They're doing great. Tomorrow, for the first time in my life, as a part of my journey into my new normal, I'm getting a tattoo. So I'm petrified that I'm gonna do it, and it's kind of a memorial tattoo. For those of you who know the poem that I wrote for David, you are a lighthouse, you are my lighthouse. It's reflective of the message, you are my lighthouse, you're my anchor, you're my compass. And the tattoo artist has created an amalgamation of a compass and tech, the acetate lighthouse and anchor, and it's going to go over my heart.
Make sure he spells it
tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow. No. Thursday. So prayers for me that I
still have 2 days to back up.
Oh, no, I'll be back. I'll be fine. So this is really bizarre for me. This is really way new. And I know Bear Bear would not approve. I know he would not approve.
It's a very controversial thing in Judaism. Most people would say it's a forbidden thing. You shouldn't do that.
That's what
younger people are doing it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? I don't know. This weekend, I'm going to be away. My son is graduating with a doctorate in physical therapy.
Woo-hoo!
And, you know, his growing up has been a long help.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lockdown.
Yes.
Oh, there's my pen.
My son is getting a PhD in physical therapy.
It's hard to do from a raised platform. All right. Anybody else want to share? All right. Make it some more.
Careful.